Picture this. You're told to do something that feels wrong, but the instruction comes from someone with authority. What do you do? History shows that roughly two-thirds of us will comply with harmful directives, despite believing we'd resist. From corporate fraud to human atrocities, this tendency has devastating consequences. The concept of intelligent disobedience offers a revolutionary framework for knowing when and how to say no to authority. Inspired by guide dog training, where animals learn to disobey commands that would endanger their handlers, this approach provides a powerful antidote to blind obedience. It's not about rebellion, but about upholding higher values when following orders would cause harm. In a world where "I was just following orders" has justified countless tragedies, learning when to disobey might be one of the most crucial skills we can develop. Obedience isn't inherently good or bad. Context determines its value. Society requires rules, but blind obedience leads to disaster. Appropriate obedience needs three elements: a fair system, legitimate authority, and constructive orders. When any element is missing, intelligent disobedience becomes necessary. If obeying will likely cause more harm than good, disobeying is right. We're evolutionarily wired to obey, but must develop two algorithms, the dominant one of obedience and the crucial override of intelligent disobedience. Unlike civil disobedience, which publicly challenges entire systems, intelligent disobedience works within systems to prevent specific harms. Wise leaders value this capacity. Many executives are shocked to discover actions taken because you said so. Casual comments misinterpreted as directives that create problems. The ability to appropriately question serves both leader and organization. Preventing mistakes is better than cleaning up after them. When facing questionable orders, we need mental strength to think rationally. The challenge is cognitive dissonance. When new information conflicts with existing beliefs, we tend to rationalize rather than confront the conflict. Betty Vincent's WorldCom story illustrates this danger. As a loyal accounting manager, she made improper adjustments when assured it was temporary, eventually serving jail time because she prioritized short-term job security over long-term risks. Stanley Milgram's famous experiments revealed that about two-thirds of people would obey harmful orders under certain circumstances. Developed post-World War II, these studies showed most subjects administered what they believed were potentially lethal electric shocks when ordered. Though 75% predicted they would stop at moderate levels, many continued to the maximum 450 volts. A 2010 French documentary recreated this as a TV game show where 80% of participants continued to maximum shock levels despite the victim's screams. Milgram's variations revealed key factors affecting resistance. Compliance dropped to 40% when subjects could see victims, and to 30% when they had to physically force the victim's hand onto a shock plate. When authority figures gave orders by telephone rather than in person, full compliance fell to 20%. Most importantly, when subjects saw others refuse, 90% also refused. Witnessing resistance normalizes it. Conversely, 90% complied when performing ancillary roles rather than administering shocks directly, explaining why individuals in bureaucracies participate in harmful systems when distanced from consequences. Intelligent disobedience requires effective communication, not just refusal. While approaches vary by situation, clarity is essential when warning of danger, balancing respect with responsibility. Guide dogs use unambiguous body language when refusing dangerous commands. Handlers must trust and reward this protective behavior, a lesson for human organizations. Consider the consequences of punishing those who prevent harm. Humans have more communication options than service animals. Clear danger requires firm refusal, like the soldier who refused to fire on friendly troops. The greater challenge comes with uncertainty, where we still must communicate appropriately. Mitigating language, indirect speech used by those with less power, can be deadly in emergencies. The Air Florida Flight 90 crash exemplifies this. When the captain dismissed instrument concerns, the first officer backed down rather than escalating his warning, costing lives. Aviation's crew resource management training overcomes cultural deference by teaching assertive risk communication. The medical field has adopted similar protocols, requiring all surgical team members to confirm procedures regardless of hierarchy. Could these approaches work in your organization? Guide dog training provides an excellent model for developing human capacity for intelligent disobedience. The core principle is simple. The human sets direction while the dog finds a safe path. Guide dogs learn to stop at intersections and await commands. While the human listens for traffic, the dog must ultimately decide if proceeding is safe, overriding commands when necessary. Training balances positive reinforcement with gentle correction. Success receives enthusiastic praise to build confidence. When needed, trainers use a firm phooey with a leash correction. After any correction, dogs always get 3 chances to succeed, with sessions ending if unsuccessful to prevent fear, a principle valuable in all education. Dogs progress from experiencing controlled consequences to solving complex problems, eventually transitioning from responding to external feedback to genuinely caring about their handler's welfare. This progression mirrors human moral development, evolving from avoiding punishment to valuing others' well-being. What if our schools and workplaces adopted these principles to develop similar capacities for intelligent disobedience? Research shows effective resistance strategies include speaking up early, requesting questionable orders in writing, visualizing the remote impacts of your actions, and supporting fellow resistors. Feeling bad while complying doesn't absolve responsibility. When facing inappropriate instructions, treat your discomfort as an ally. Don't rationalize. Instead, slow down, identify violated values and actual risks, ask tough questions, and accept short-term consequences while considering long-term dangers avoided. Pressure to violate standards occurs everywhere, from teachers providing test answers to police manipulating crime statistics. These situations typically involve meeting numerical quotas that quality expert W. Edwards Deming warned against. Timing is crucial. Milgram's experiments reveal that subjects who resisted earlier were more likely to ultimately refuse harmful orders. Merely expressing discomfort isn't enough. Direct objections are necessary to break authority's spell and reclaim your autonomy. Intelligent disobedience functions across all human activity levels. A dynamic balance must exist between individual autonomy and authority. When individuals reject authority, cultural order collapses. When authority dismisses individuals, it dehumanizes those it serves. On September 11, 2001, Rick Rescorla demonstrated this principle perfectly. As Morgan Stanley's security vice president, he ignored Port Authority instructions to remain in place and evacuated 3,700 employees from the World Trade Center. His previous intelligent disobedience, implementing mandatory evacuation drills despite executive pushback, enabled this decisive action that saved thousands. If intelligent disobedience became part of our cultural identity, future generations would resist rather than bring shame through blind obedience, potentially preventing destructive leadership from the start. Courageous followership offers complementary strategies. Assuming responsibility, supporting leaders appropriately, challenging inconsistencies, participating in transformation, and taking moral stands when necessary. The ultimate question remains, in a world that rewards compliance over conscience, will you develop the capacity to do what's right even when authority tells you otherwise? Your answer might someday save lives, perhaps even your own.